This is San Francisco Liberation Radio News. I'm here with Ted Lewis outside of CNN in San Francisco. Ted, why are you guys out here protesting this afternoon?
Well, I think anybody who's listened to San Francisco Liberation Radio realizes that the mainstream media is not cutting it on this war. They're giving a Pentagon feed. The American people are being duped. And quite simply, we're here to put pressure on CNN and the other media to start covering this story in a more decent way. We don't have any illusions that from today till tomorrow they're going to start doing it, but we know that there's reporters inside who want to do an honest job, and we're trying to put the pressure on the corporation so that they will start to do that. We know they're under tremendous pressure from the Pentagon, from their own owners to keep this story contained, but the story is breaking out all over the place. And the fact that this is news that's on the screens and on radios all over Europe, all over the Arabic world, all over Asia, really ought to have an effect on these people. They can't contain the story, but they're trying to, and they're looking more and more stupid as they do it. And we're here today just to underline that.
Now that CNN has pretty much left Iraq and all of the information is being censored by U.S. military officers, is there any chance that CNN is even capable of providing the coverage that you're looking for?
Well, they could if they were creative. I mean, the fact that they got kicked out of Iraq, we won't deal with why that happened. But the fact is that there are a lot of reporters, both print and television, who are inside. There's Al Jazeera reporters, there's reporters from San Francisco, from the San Francisco Chronicle. There's all kinds of people who are in there who are able to get information out, and CNN has plenty of different sources. They have the images that I have around my neck here of small children with their brains blown out. They have all that in their offices right now. They could run it if they so choose. What we're also concerned about is that they run anti-war perspectives and the perspectives of civilians who've had their loved ones either injured or killed on the ground in Iraq. Iraqi people need to be treated like people, and American people need to be treated like adults, not like the infantilized mass that they want to make us into. So that's why we're standing up today and saying we've got to have better from organizations like CNN that purport to be serious journalists.
Do you think there's any chance that these sorts of protest tactics will really get through to the corporate media? Has it ever happened before that people have really been able to get their voices heard? Because it often seems like corporate media is like a one-way mirror, like things go out and don't go in.
Well, indeed it does seem that way, but after the debacle of the mainstream media coverage of the massive anti-war demonstrations that happened last October, there actually was a shift in media coverage. The NPR actually did a mea culpa all day long about how they had misreported the story. I think their reporter watched it on C-SPAN or some such. And the New York Times ran another story. And since that time, there has been more widespread coverage of the anti-war movement. We're still not happy about the way that the anti-war movement is covered or the way the international anti-war movement is covered, because overseas you have an anti-war movement that's substantially bigger even than the one in the United States, which at this point is huge. But the why people are protesting and how they're organizing and the stories of what's happening to anti-war protesters. For example, in Yemen, three anti-war protesters were shot in a demonstration. I have not seen a single follow-up story on that. So the kind of coverage is certainly inadequate and lacking, but we do feel like this kind of pressure gives more courage to journalists who are within, who want to make a change, as well as putting pressure on the corporations. Again, we don't expect it to change overnight. We don't even expect it to change anytime soon, but we feel like putting the pressure on is very important. It's certainly happening from the other side, so we're here today to do that.
And how can people plug into this movement to take back the media? What is the best way to reach the corporate media and to get our messages heard?
Well, right now, we're going to be having all information about further activities on the Global Exchange website and on the United for Peace and Justice website, which is unitedforpeace.org and globalexchange.org. So those are two good places to look to find out, plug in. Since this is San Francisco radio, I know people can come in to the Global Exchange office at 16th and Mission, 2017 Mission. Come on in. We're happy to hear from you. Give us a call, 415-255-7296, if you want to volunteer help with any of this. We'll hook you up if at all possible.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ted.
All right, thank you.